Hello, I'm Javis Lewis, and in this episode, I'm going to show you how to create a dolly zoom in DaaS Studio. That's this kind of weird animation in which a character seemingly stays in the same size, whereas the background around him changes perspective. And of course, that's created with the kind of camera trick that was first conceived by a cameraman in the second unit at Paramount Pictures called Ermine Roberts, and the effect was first used in the movie Vertigo by Alfred Hitchcock. He since used it in Marnie for dramatic effect, and Steven Spielberg used it in Jaws as well. It's that scene where Roy Scheider sits on the beach and his wife behind him, and the first shark attack happens and the camera kind of weirdly zooms in. He doesn't change size, but it's the effect as if the whole world is kind of shifting perspective around you. It's a very exciting camera effect, and we're going to see how to do that in DaaS Studio today. It's going to be, animations are always going to be a lot of setup, so I think I'm going to split this video into two parts. In the first part, we're going to do the actual setup so that we have a set and a character sitting in that set, and in the second part, we're going to go to work with the actual camera animation. So I'm going to use the Stonemason Downtown Loft living area available from DaaS Studio. It's a very nice set. He's put a lot of effort into that. There's a very detailed inner apartment with some outdoor houses built around it. It looks a bit like New York. And we're going to use Rhiannon's Ella character for that, available from Renderosity, along with the Crux Obsession outfit, also available from Renderosity. And we're going to use the Chase hair prop by Aprilish as the hair. There we go. And other than that, we're going to do all that in DaaS Studio 4.10. Let's have a look how to do that. Let's load the set first, and that's going to be in my Smart Content tab under Environments. And there it is, Downtown Loft living area. And it's available as 3D Light Set and iRay Set. We're going to use iRay, of course, for this. Once it's in, the other thing I want to change is to get this cinematic feel, I'm going to use 16:9 aspect ratio. So under render settings, I'm going to switch that over instantly under to, it doesn't have to be ultra HD, it could just be full HD. That'll be fine there. And that'll give us that kind of aspect ratio there. If I stick with my perspective zoom, I can zoom out a little bit, and as is often the case with these full immersive sets, let me change that aspect ratio off. Let me just, this under the show aspect frame, let's switch that off so we can tumble around the set, and then you can see how Stonemason's actually built that. So this white box in the middle, that's actually our apartment, and these houses around it, those are very interesting for dramatic effect. If you want to have a shot from the inside, you always have some kind of background showing on the outside. It's not quite a full city set, but it's certainly something that we can make use of. Or we could, I guess, but I guess I'm not entirely sure if we're going to see any of that. For our shot, I'm envisioning this to be inside the apartment, of course, and so that I can shoot through this, I think I'm going to have to remove this wall. So I'm going to select that here, and in my scene tab I can see that this is like New York L wall 05. So if I go and remove that, then that goes away. I'm going to select this wall 4 is also going to go away. So that's where I'm going to go in with my camera here. There's also these pictures I can get rid of. So you basically select whatever you don't want to see, and then click that little eyeball icon to remove those things. Yeah, so some props are still floating around there, but I don't think we're gonna see much of it. So I'm envisioning for my character to sit here at the table. Perhaps we're gonna grab one of these chairs and pull it out and spin it around like so, and my character is going to sit on there, and we're going to see the apartment in the background. So I'm just going to go and set that shot up almost like that. Let's see if we can bring the character in so we can get the sitting position on there as well. From the Smart Content tab, I'm going to go over to my figures, and I'm going to go and select Genesis 3 for this. Genesis 3 female. She loads somewhere in the background there. And then perhaps I'm going to go and close all the rest of the set down again. Select my Genesis female character and go and put the outfit on. That's going to be on the content tab because that's a renderosity product that's not going to be available in the smart content tab. Under Genesis 3 female, under clothing, under Rhiannon, we have Crux Obsession. And we're going to go and put all these items on our character. That's that. With the character still selected to apply the custom character, we're going to stay on the content library tab and we're going to go under characters. Perhaps close that down. Under characters, there's Rhiannon again. Under Ella, we're going to go and hit just the character here and inject her head and her body. And then under iRay, we can go and apply the iRay materials. So that should be good. Still with the character selected, there is some poses I want to explore, and they are currently under the poses tab also there. This is something from Danny and Marfono called the White Spring Collection. It's also available from Renderosity, by the way. And I think one of these poses is going to be nice here. This sitting number 3 or 4. Let's see what that looks like. Turn limits off is good. There we go. Let's move that character all the way over to the chair and turn her around towards the camera like this. Right, and we're going to put some hair on her as well. That's on the smart content tab, by the way. So that's under hair props, and there'll be chase hair for the Genesis 3 female. There it is, and with the hair selected, we can also pick something of a different hair color here under materials, iRay. Perhaps I'm going to go and pick that kind of blue color here, see what that's like. Okay, now let's open our timeline here already so that we get ready for when we're going to create that animation. And what I want to do is essentially create a 6-second animation. So I'm going to type that in already under total. I'm going to go 6 seconds times 30 frames a second. If we stick with 30 frames a second, then that's about 180 frames. So let's type in 181 so that we have an actual duration of 180 frames plus one frame, which we can use as the last frame to put a keyframe in. So we have the first frame and we have the last frame currently. I'm going to ignore everything and make sure my playhead is parked on the first frame. That's very important when it comes to dealing with animations. And the next thing I'm going to do with this almost framed up here, I'm going to create a camera. So under create new camera, copy active viewport perspective view, that's important. I'll go and switch over to that camera so we can frame up the first shot and then the last shot. So the first shot, give it a keyframe, go to the last frame of the animation, give that a keyframe, and then everything else in the middle should be interpolated. Let's do that. We're not going to set any other keyframes if we can get away with that. So with the camera one selected, I'm going to go over and select my parameters tab here. And in it, we've got the focal distance here. That's cool. We're not going to worry about that for now. But what we will worry about is the focal length. So I'm going to set this up so that I'm going to start on the first frame with a very wide shot. And the idea is that I'm going to set a very short focal length. So therefore, I get a fairly distorted perspective, not too distorted, but that means that I can be closer to the character with a lot more stuff showing. So I'm going to go and select something like 28 millimeters. It's kind of a photography thing, 28 millimeters. And then I'm going to use my mouse wheel to dolly towards the character. In fact, to be able to see what I'm gonna see on the render, I'm gonna head over and switch on my aspect frame again. And then I guess with the character selected, it's gonna be easier. So now the camera will rotate around her. Something like that, a mid shot. And I think I'm gonna keep it like that, keep the mid shot like that, perhaps slightly further off center, maybe something like that. Maybe something like that. And I'll try and keep her in the same shot for the last position of our animation as well. And one thing I've showed you in previous things is how to select these eyes here. I'm going to do that and switch over back to the perspective view. I'm going to select her eyes and I'm going to make sure they are pointing at the camera. So should we move the camera between the first frame and the last frame, then her eyes will always follow the camera. It's going to be very exciting. So right click and select the left eye, and under the parameters tab here under MISC, we can go and point that at camera one. Likewise, the other eye, let's go and select that and point that also at camera one. This isn't going to have any effect due to a small bug in Death Studio that probably won't be ever fixed, unless we go back to the camera and move the camera just a little bit. And now we can see that the eyes move. There we go. That's cool. To make sure we have a keyframe here, let's head over to the timeline and click on that little plus icon here. That's perfect. And now let's go and go to the last frame of our animation, which is frame number 181. And now we're going to reset up the camera, reposition the camera. It's very important that we go and, oh, actually, I've made a massive mistake here because my right eye was selected when I set the keyframe. So that's a big, big no-no. So let's go back to the first frame. I shouldn't have done that. It's kind of interesting that this happened because this is one of those mistakes that always creeps in when you deal with animations. Whichever item is selected in the scene tab, that's what creates the keyframes when you select keyframes. So I'm glad I haven't done anything else. So with that still selected, hit on that little X icon here and delete the current keyframe. Very important. Don't think I've done any on the left eye, just in case if I have done that, I'm going to click the X icon there as well so that nothing is selected. Now, with all that close, let me select the camera. And, oh, there we go. Now, I think there's something with the eyes that isn't quite working. No, actually it is working. It's perfect. Okay, cool. Just checking. The eyes seem to be working fine. It's all about the eyes, isn't it? Right. Okay, so this is that. And with that camera selected, I'm now going to hit the plus sign and select the keyframe there. Perfect. Now, if I go and move my camera all the way to frame 181, with the camera still selected on the parameters tab, let's have a look at the camera tab here. And this is where we can set the focal length. And I want to go and set the focal length to something much, much closer. So I'm now going to physically zoom in much further than I want to, probably about 200 millimeters. So that's how far I would see into the distance if I do that. And now the position of the camera is still fairly close to the character with a wide or short focal length. So now I've made the focal length a lot wider, cropping my field of view, and now I'm going to physically go back with the camera. And I'll just do that with the mouse button. So I'll move that back like so. And you can see that the eyes still move with me. They still look at the camera, which is kind of cool. I can even, if I wanted to, I can even just select the character and still move the camera up or down a little bit. So anything that frames her up nicely, and perhaps do that. So we mainly move away, but we're zooming in just a tiny amount, whereas the background completely changes. So that's interesting there. Okay, let's see what happens if we select the keyframe. Once again, select the camera, hit the plus icon here on the timeline to create a keyframe here. And now what should happen, what I'm kind of expecting to happen, is when I move that slider around, I think what I should see is my picture changing dramatic perspective. Let's see if I'm correct. Yes, that happens, but it's completely weird and I really don't know what's happened there. I don't know where that complete tumbling around is coming from. That is not something I've done there. I really don't know where that came from. Maybe there's a way we can change that. So let's see what's happening here. If we go and keep the camera selected and just have a look at the top view, and move that out a bit and perhaps select the ceiling here and get rid of it so we can get an accurate view of what is happening here. So there's my camera that's moving in and out. Let's go and move that further over here. So we can see what's happening to my camera here, but I can also see that the camera is turning somehow. I really don't know why. It makes zero sense because I just didn't do that, did I? So let's not panic about this. Let's go and select the camera and go under the general transformations here and just see which values are freaking out. So it's the X rotate that has an issue. Okay, so if we just assume the first on the first frame to fix this, to go onto the first frame and say 177 was the kind of the correct starting point X value. Now we go to the last frame and also make that 177. If that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. So that's a fixed value. There's also Y rotate and a tiny bit of Z rotate, but I think that's okay. I think we can leave those in place. Let's see what this looks like looking through the camera. Hopefully there's nothing that's being freaked out. No, look at that. It's very interesting. It's almost, it's now kind of shifted the last frame. So it's kind of getting there. You can see what's happening to the background perspective, but I'm not entirely happy with where the last frame is taking me. So that's kind of, it's a little bit too far. This is not what I wanted. So let me just select that camera on the last frame. I'm just going to reframe the character like so. And now I'm going to hit that plus button again to kind of lock that keyframe in. Let's see if that worked. Yes, it worked. So it looks freaky. It's maybe I've zoomed in a little bit too much. We can always adjust that value if that's too much. But I think it just goes to show what is possible with that effect. And the character kind of stays almost at the same size, at the same location in the frame. It's kind of a creepy animation there. Very cool. So I think what I'm also going to do is to add even more creepiness to this. On the last frame, I'm going to go and select the character's head here, and I'm going to give her a little bit of an expression so that she changes her expression just a little bit. That'll undermine what we're currently seeing there. So with that selected under pose controls in the head, under expressions, let's see, perhaps just give her a little bit of confidence there, just a little bit. That should do it. And once again, to lock that in, hit the plus character. Some programs, when they do animation, I'm not entirely sure actually about DaStudio, as soon as you change a parameter, they already lock that in as a new keyframe. I don't really know what DaStudio does. It's always good to just do this manually, in my opinion. But do let me know in the comments if you know what DaStudio does there. So now, in addition to the camera position, we also see that the character changes expression a little bit. And you can see that this value is kind of going up here. So if I go back to the first frame, you can see that that value is counting to zero. And when I switch that timeline back to the last one, it kind of counts up again. In fact, let's just see what it does, shall we? If I go and increase that a little bit, what happens if I don't hit the plus sign? I guess that value is still locked in. So I guess DaStudio is one of those programs as well that just creates a keyframe as soon as you change a value. Learn something new there. Okay, that's it for this video. Let us do a bit of lighting and then start rendering this animation out, and we'll see what it looks like in the final render. Join me for that. Thank you so much for watching.